Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, April 12, 2012. This month, Sanctuary and the Bench Theatre Initiative explore the questions of appearance versus reality, the limits of charity, and the way we impose ourselves into the lives of others with their production of The Elephant Man. With a combined cast of professional and street-involved actors, including Sanctuary staff member and tonight's guest, Leif Stolte. We'll talk to Leif about his journey in the dramatic arts, his ministry at Sanctuary, and the upcoming performance of The Elephant Man in a few moments. But first, let's listen to a track from Jacob Moon's Landing CD. Moon would like to celebrate the 10th anniversary of this live CD with a couple of shows and a re-recording of the CD to, quote, reveal new layers of depth that the years have overlaid on each song's meaning and delivery, end quote. Find out more about this at www.jacobmoon.com and have a listen to There's a Place.
What do you want for my life? I need to know.
Stolte trained as an actor at the Rosebud School of the Arts in Rosebud, Alberta, a theater school that trains students in acting, music, and the production side of theater, as well as providing classes in spiritual formation. It was while Leif was in Rosebud he received an email from Sanctuary Pastor Greg Paul inviting him to join the team at Sanctuary and to be involved in its arts ministries, mainly in the area of drama. Well, Leif's on the phone with us tonight to talk about his journey to the dramatic arts, his ministry at Sanctuary, and the upcoming performances of The Elephant Man. Good evening, Leif.
Good evening, Robert.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Now, let's go back to the beginning here. When did you first realize you wanted to be involved in drama?
That's a tough question. I did my first play in grade six. In grade school, some classmates got together and wanted to surprise our teacher and asked me if I was interested in being a part of the project. So I was like, yeah, sure, hey. I had moved to a new school and they wanted to include me, so I was like, I was all up for that. And so that was my first taste of it, which was quite a bit of fun. Our teacher eventually found out, and so she spearheaded it, but it was still fun. Then in high school, I pursued it a little bit more. I did some puppetry at our church. There used to be this thing called Caraway Street. I'm not sure if you may remember that at all.
It's not ringing a bell.
No, it was kind of like this Christian version of Sesame Street. They would produce scripts that churches could buy, and they would recommend how you build your puppets and what the set might look like. Kind of very similar to a Sesame Street kind of set with doors and boxes that you could pop the puppets out of and share good lessons and Bible verses and stuff with the kids. And so I did that for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years. In the midst of that, in high school, I was involved in both grade 11 and 12. I was in the musical productions at our school. And that's really what got me thinking, I kind of actually like to do this. So, yeah, so that's what really got me thinking about it. And then from there, I went, after I graduated high school, took a couple years off, didn't know what I wanted to do. I took a an improv course at, believe it or not, at the local Pentecostal college in Saskatoon. And after that, I took a year of university just to figure out, again, to kind of get a little bit more clarity on what I wanted to do, and realized that the two things that both fed me the most and that I actually did kind of okay in university were drama and religious studies. So from there, I decided that I would pursue one, and just kind of felt that acting was the place to go from there. So my mom had told me about Rosebud, and that's kind of how I got started in Rosebud, and that's kind of the gradual journey of my life in art.
Now, and Rosebud itself is known for the passion play that it produces every year. What sort of led you to finally making that decision to go to Rosebud itself? Were there the choices that were available to you at the time?
I could have continued on at the University of Saskatchewan very easily. I was making friends with people in the drama department, people in the third and fourth year directing classes were looking to me and some of my fellow classmates for as actors for their productions. So I could very easily have stayed there. What intrigued me about Rosebud was simply the fact that, well, one, it was a Christian theater school. I'd never heard of anything like that before. You hear of Bible colleges doing drama courses, but not a theater school that trains theater professionals that also has a focus on faith. And so that intrigued me, so I went up there for a week just to, they call it a scout week, and you go up there, and for a week you do classes, and you work with the other students, and you kind of get a feel for the community and for the school. And I was really kind of blown away by the friendliness, both friendliness and quirkiness, and it kind of felt like I fit in. Not to mention that the kind of spiritual formation or Bible study classes that were going on there intrigued me as well, because it was part of your curriculum. So not only were you studying professional actors and professional acting techniques and stuff like that, at the time that I was there, it was also much more of a practical-based school. So you did a lot. You studied very little in terms of theory. Mm-hmm. You just did a lot of everything. And that's really why I decided to audition, because you still had to audition to get in, and I just kind of left it in God's hands and said, God, this is what I want to do. I'd like to do it at Rosebud. If I get in, great. If not, I'll just try for something else, maybe stay at U of S or whatnot. And I got in. So
what kind of influence did Rosebud have on you as an actor?
Rosebud's influence on me was more as a person than as an actor, because it challenged some of my basic assumptions about life and relationships, one of those relationships being the relationships between faith and art, and recognizing that you can be a professional theater artist and have faith at the same time, and that they're not exclusive like some people think, and when you're younger and you have a more conservative viewpoint. When I was doing the, the Badlands Performing Arts Summer School for a couple years, and I was doing some Bible studies with kids there, and they would have questions around this, you know, what if I'm an actor and a play asks me to do something that I'm not comfortable with, you know, things like this. And I would always ask them in relation to the Passion Play, I would always ask them, who here would be Jesus in the Passion Play? You know, if asked, most people would raise their hands. Who here would be Matthew or one of the disciples? You know, this, that, or the other thing. Most people would raise their hands. And I said, who would be Satan? Nobody would raise their hands. And I would say, why wouldn't you? And they would all kind of stumble. And I said, well, you can't have the story of Christ without Satan in there. Somebody's got to be the bad guy. I'm not saying that everybody has to be. But I'm saying that you have to come to a place where you can be okay with that if that's what you want to do. If it's a story that you believe is worth telling, then that needs to be okay. Or at least you need to make your peace with not doing it. You know, unnecessary things on stage, I don't think they need to be there. However, if it's a play that has language that you might not necessarily agree with, but the overall story you agree with, well, make your peace with it. You aren't that person, but you're telling their story, and their story is important. Which has really helped me doing the work that I do at Sanctuary now, because we have a lot of stories that we tell by people in our stories of people in our community, and in order to do them justice, you have to speak their language, and that's not language that you would hear in a church.
Right. Well, I want to get into that. I want to get into a little bit about what Sanctuary is doing and your ministry involved in there. But we need to take a quick break first. And after that, we'll be right back with our guest, Leif Stolte, and to talk about his ministry at the Sanctuary. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Under African Skies from Jacob Moon's Landings. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Leif Stolte. Just before I went to break, you started talking about Sanctuary and some of the things that you're doing there. And sort of let's back up a bit. And it was while you were at Rosebud, you got a call that led to that change. Were you expecting a call from Greg Paul?
Oh, not at all. I was 6 months, I hadn't even graduated, I was 6 months from graduation and was at the Edmonton Fringe, and it was an email, and I got an email from Greg Paul asking me if I was interested, or, oh man, I can't remember how the email went, but something along the lines of, you know, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is how I know your father, you know, your dad was telling me about where you're going to school, and this is something that we're interested in pursuing a little bit more. Is this something that you would like to pursue with us? And so that was how the conversation started, and over the course of 6 months, we continued to converse about kind of who Sanctuary is, what they do, why the arts would be valuable there, and kind of what it might look like. And stuff like that. And then in January, so then I graduated, and then the following January, I went out for a visit, for about a 7 or 10 day visit, just to meet the community and kind of let them feel me out and feel them out. And yeah, and then a year later, I started.
Yeah, now the Sanctuary is one of these congregations that's probably unique across Canada, in the fact that the arts is part of its DNA. It's ingrained into the culture of the ministry there. Let's back up, and can you give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what Sanctuary is and how arts plays a role in everything that they do?
Well, the best way to describe what Sanctuary is simply to share with you our mission statement, which is that we are becoming a healthy, welcoming community where the poor and excluded are particularly valued. We believe this to be the embodiment of the message of the good news of Jesus Christ. And so the way the arts fits into that is because we believe that because we are becoming a healthy, welcoming community, in order to become fully healthy, for me, one of the ways that I've grown to acknowledge that, and when Sanctuary approached me, one of the things that they recognized is that self-expression is part of the journey to health. To becoming healthy, you need to be able to express yourself in a way that other people can receive what you're saying. The challenge is people who are street involved or marginalized or oppressed, they have learned how to communicate so that they are heard by people, whether it's healthy or not. And so they tell stories, they tell lies to get what they want. They swear, they use the language, the parlance of their times, of their culture, of their socioeconomic status to get what they want, because that's how other people who are around them speak. They do all kinds of things because they haven't been heard, because they haven't been seen as human beings, because they get treated poorly by all segments of society, by all walks of life, and so they haven't learned how to communicate well. And so what the arts do is the arts provide a wonderful tool for self-expression, whether it be the visual arts and painting, which allows you to express abstract ideas in an abstract way, and you just kind of let it out there and you let people receive from it what they want to. Or it's singing or poetry, writing a song, writing down how you feel and learning how to express that in song, through tone, through lyrics, or the way I do it, through theater, whether it's telling your own story in a dramatic way or whether it's telling someone else's story in a dramatic way. Or the other thing that I love personally is just simple comedy, giving people a moment to breathe, to take a break from reality, a break from the heaviness that is their life, and to be lifted for a moment. And that in and of itself is healthy self-expression, because the people who are up on stage, the marginalized actors that we have working with us, it may not be their story, but they are taking a moment to step outside of themselves and to be vulnerable in front of their friends by memorizing lines, by telling a joke, and hopefully having the right timing or things like this. And that in and of itself develops healthy self-expression. And it's a fantastic process to watch.
Now, you even got to the point where you've gone from having, you know, these people from, you know, street-involved people coming in and involved in acting, in getting involved in the play, to the point where now you have some that are actually writing their own plays that Sanctuary is producing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to see that progress. Because it's, again, it's another vehicle for self-expression. Whether it's their story or something, a fantasy, an imagination that they have, it's part of who they are. And having it presented on stage is another way for them to feel valued, to feel dignified, and by doing it the best that we can, it's a great opportunity for us to dignify the voices of our friends.
Well, and one of the things is the production of Elephant Man, and we need to take one more break, and after this final break, we'll come back to finish up our conversation with Leif Stolte and to find out more about the upcoming production of The Elephant Man. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Thank you. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Travis from Landings by Jacob Moon. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Lee Stolte. Now, how did Sanctuary get involved with the production of The Elephant Man?
Well, for the last, this is our fifth year, we have been performing full-length productions, full-length theatrical productions, kind of one more step in the direction of calling our community higher up and further in, both in their gifts and in our gifts, and the opportunity to tell broader and more poignant stories as well. And so about 4 years ago, 2008, we did our first full-length production, which was The Passages of Everett Manning, written by Shannon Blake, who was a volunteer at the time, which was a story about our community using a multitude of characters to create individual characters on the stage. She created a story that accurately reflected our community, and it was fantastic. And so from there, what we've done is we've done a full-length theatrical production every year since then, and with the idea being that it's another opportunity to give people who have shown an aptitude for theater, or even just a desire for it, to go further. It's one thing to do a 5 or 15 minute skit. It's another thing to do a 90 minute or 120 minute play. The challenges, the technical challenges, are much greater. And the personal challenges are greater as well. There's more commitment to it, more of a time commitment, more of a personal commitment. You have more lines to memorize. You're part of a group, of a bigger group, as opposed to a smaller, like a twosome or threesome. And so there is a greater sense of commitment to a community of artists who are trying to tell a story. And so The Elephant Man, Our most recent production, it's coming up. April 20th is when we open, and it's now the reason we try to do established plays as well as homegrown plays, because there's something about doing something that the broader audience of Toronto already knows and can go, okay, yeah, The Elephant Man, I know that play, huh? Sanctuary's doing it. That sounds interesting. I wonder what their take is on it. And so that was one of the reasons why we chose it, is because it's an established play that has some messages that we agree with.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that those messages are really neat in sense that they kind of incorporate some of the things that Sanctuary does and the people that Sanctuary works with. And I mean, part of the theme with The Elephant Man is dealing with people who we find difficult to confront, to understand, to get to know. And it's almost like David Merrick is a metaphor for some of the street-involved people that Sanctuary works with.
Yes, Joseph Merrick is the character's name. And he, yeah, well, he is. He's also, The Elephant Man provides a great opportunity as well for discussions around the limits of charity and how we inflict ourselves upon people that we believe we are being charitable to, and sometimes the good and the bad that can happen from that. And not saying that there's one right way or wrong way to do it, but by bringing these issues to the forefront, Bernard Pomerantz, the playwright, he's really used the story of Joseph Merrick, which is quite an incredible story, to draw to light lessons, things that are valuable for us to think of, especially in this day and age, as we have more and more not-for-profits that are doing charitable work that impact the global community, not just the immediate community, not just the local or national community, but the international community. And so forcing ourselves to think about the charity that we do and how that impacts people, how we are seen, how we view other people, the whole us and them approach to it. It's a really great conversation to have, and The Elephant Man does a great job of giving that conversation a really good start.
Now, what is your role in all of this?
In The Elephant Man?
In The Elephant Man.
Here, Well, in The Elephant Man, I'm the production manager, as well as The Elephant Man. I am Joseph Merrick in the play.
Okay. And you're also involved with a group called the Bench Initiative.
Yes, the Bench Theater Initiative.
And how did that partnership come about?
Well, Shannon Blake, who wrote The Passages of Everett Manning, the first play that we did, I've been working with her very closely for about six or seven years now. And it just kind of came about naturally. What we do at Sanctuary is one level of arts engagement in that we don't have an aesthetic kind of mandate in the way I personally approach theater with people. I want them to get up on stage. If I have to sit off to the side and feed them their lines because they have a difficult time remembering them, I'm fine with that. As long as they're up on stage in front of their friends being dignified that way, that's very important for me. So Shannon came along, recognized that there was another component in order for our community's voices to be heard in a broader context, there needed to be an aesthetic mandate as well as a hospitable mandate and a trust-risking mandate. And so she started the Bench Theater Initiative, which partners with us in doing kind of in doing these theatrical endeavors, but impacts it in a way that calls it higher artistically and aesthetically.
Now, we're just looking at time here. We're running quickly out of it. Where can people get more information about The Elephant Man as well as Sanctuary?
Well, sanctuarytoronto.ca is the best place to go for information on The Elephant Man and Sanctuary. And if they're interested in hearing more about The Bench, they can go to thebenchtheater.com.
Leif, thank you for your time tonight.
No problem. Thank you very much, Robert. Appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, Leif Stolte. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.